Welcome to Visible by Numbers with your host, Allison Bachman.
Hello and welcome to Visible by Numbers, being broadcast on beautiful BBS Radio, the number one radio station on the internet. And this is your host, Allison, and thank you for being here. Happy that you decided to join us this evening. And, you know, I'm crazy delighted to say that my special guest this evening is none other than Lisa Williams. And Lisa does not need much of an introduction because you probably know her from her television series, Voices from the Other Side and Life Among the Dead. Lisa also hosts her own popular radio show on Hay House Radio, and also is a featured speaker for the Hay House I Can Do It seminars, and also Message from Beyond gallery events. She's an internationally renowned and incredibly gifted medium, but even more so, I think she's inspirational. Her beautiful spirit and uplifting messages help to heal those who have lost a loved one, and she also teaches those of us searching for answers about life beyond death. It is my complete pleasure to welcome Lisa back to the show. Hi, Lisa.
Hi. Thanks for having me on your show again.
Well, it's always my pleasure, and I do want to say happy belated birthday.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Did you get anything wonderful for your birthday?
You know what? I always have some amazing gifts, and, you know, it's always nice. But, yeah, I did. I had some lovely, lovely gifts. So I felt very special this year. That was, you know, that was really nice. So, yeah, thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome. I know that you just got back from Australia. I mean, I was actually surprised because you just got back, and here you are on the show. How was your trip?
You know, Australia was amazing. I love Australia, and I think if no one's ever been, you know, it's really hard to explain the energy really behind it. It's just absolutely incredible. And I had a great time. We had 1,000 people at a workshop, which I must admit I was quite scared about teaching because to teach 1,000 people is quite difficult, but it was amazing. We had the best time, and you know, it was just so nice. It felt very intimate, even though there was 1,000 people there, and it was lovely. It was really nice. So, you know, the energy in Australia was incredible as well. And I took all my staff, so we had a brilliant time.
Well, good, good. You keep such a crazy schedule. I know that I've looked at it before, and I always check your schedules when you're getting ready to do my show, and I always think, how does this woman keep up with that schedule? I mean, it must be insane.
You know, I actually have to say that prior to coming on your show, about 10 minutes ago, I had Caroline and Joni at my house, and they were talking about schedules and what I was going to do after Montreal and Quebec, and am I going to fly straight to Norway, or am I going to have some time off in New York, or am I going to London? And I started to panic because I thought, oh, my life, I'm away for a whole month. What am I going to do? And I did start to have those, you know, I normally only try to look about 2 weeks in advance because if I look any further, I do tend to get, I don't know whether apprehensive is the right word, but maybe a little bit anxious about the fact that I'm going away for so long and leaving Charlie, and which is my son. And so I think I do, but, you know, I think once I'm away, once I've got my head around the fact that I am going to be away for a period of time, then I can cope with it. I can, you know, I kind of get myself into work mode, and, you know, I call Charlie once every few days, and we Skype. So it's not so bad, but I can't think about it ahead any more than 2 weeks, because otherwise it throws me.
Yeah, I'm kind of like that, too. 2 weeks is the most I can handle at one time, and I don't know what that is, but...
Yeah,
your schedule is a little bit crazy. I did want to ask you because, you know, I know that you taught, you know, in Australia, you taught a psychic development mediumship class, but you also do these gallery events. And I'm always wondering, I'm trying to picture, what does a medium do just prior to walking out on that stage? I mean, do you have, like, some way that you prepare yourself? Because I got to tell you, the one thing that I totally respect about you, and I'm also in absolute awe of you, is your accuracy, because you're really bang on with what you say to people. So I'm just kind of wondering, like, when you're getting ready to go out there, I mean, do you do any particular meditations or practices, or is there any sort of a lucky thing that shirt that you wear? I don't know. What do you do?
You know, it's funny because I always try to follow the same routine, and if I don't, it throws me. It's quite bizarre. Certainly when I go into a live event, into a theater, and even though if the show is not starting until 8 o'clock, you can guarantee I am in that venue from about 4:15 in the afternoon. So I go and do a sound check. I meet everybody. I go and say hello to all the crew. And then I go into my dressing room. I have this process that I do. And I think all of this process really gears me into getting ready for, you know, a gallery event. And, you know, I get my makeup on. I listen to certain music. And then it's only really at probably the last hour and a half that I'm focused. And I'll have a laugh with the boys, you know, my tour manager and my videographer, and we have a real laugh. And that's when I, you know, they always know about an hour before I shut them out. And I've put my, you know, I put the final touches to my hair and my makeup. And then I do this, I would say it's probably about a 20-minute meditation. Mm-hmm. And I sit there and I close my eyes. And I say, you know, I'm asking for my loved ones, my spirit guides, my angels to come forward and give me the messages from beyond. I ask for the information to come clearly, accurately and concisely and as quick as possible so we can get through so many people. And there's a little prayer that I do. And then what happens is that moment, it's just a little test for me. It's just to make sure I'm getting stuff through, is I always say, okay, and now I invite those that don't want to come on stage with me but who need to get a message out to get a message. And that's when I sit there in front of my keyboard and I literally type up these messages. Mm-hmm. And I get probably about 5 or 6 messages, and I type, you know, because I type faster than I actually write them. And so I type tap 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 away at the keys. And then I put them onto a little USB, you know, memory stick and hand them to Ryan, which is my tour manager, and he finds somewhere in the venue to print them up. And so I know that once I've got those messages coming through, I feel better. And then the last half an hour, I'm kind of, you know, putting the last touches, kind of having, you know, getting dressed. And then I go through this ritual with songs. I suppose it's and I always have to listen to 3 songs. And I will not go out on stage until I've finished all 3 songs.
Oh,
and it finishes. It's really weird. The first one is Dance with My Father with Celine Dion. And then the other one was Heaven Was Needing a Hero. And then the other one, the last one, is the Black Eyed Peas, I've Got a Feeling Tonight's Going to Be a Good Night. And it kind of builds me up. It's bizarre. And then I go onto the side of the stage, and you know, me and the 2 guys, we kind of have this thing. He's like, LW, you ready? I'm like, yeah, I'm ready as I'm ever been. Right. And he'll either slap my backside, or I'll slap his, or there will be the, and then I'll hug the videographer, and I'll punch his arm, and I'll say, have a good show. He's like, yeah, right back at you. And then that's it. And that's kind of our little thing.
I was just trying to picture you prior to going on stage, and I just kind of got that there was a ceremony of some sort. So that,
yeah,
I love the songs, though. I love that. Yeah.
Yeah,
really
we kind of go through this whole thing, probably for about 4 hours beforehand, and it's always the same, every single night, always the same. I mean, it might change, you know, where I might throw my washing at Ryan and say, Ryan, while I'm on stage, can you just do my laundry? But mainly it's all the same.
Right, right. Well, I love that. I love that. I do also want to ask you, because, you know, this is kind of like, I kind of want to get to know, you know, we all know what a fabulous medium you are. Your reputation precedes yourself, and there's no question to your ability to receive messages from beyond. But I kind of want to know a little bit of personal things about you, maybe not too personal.
Sure.
But, you know, like with me, I've created like a zen-like haven in my home, and it's because of the work that I do. So I meditate every day. I light candles purposely. I have little water fountains running. I have crystals all over the house. You know, all these little tchotchkes that kind of, they create my zen and my sacred space. So I was just wondering, do you have any sacred space, or have you created your home to kind of reflect what you do for a living?
You know, I have, and since my husband and I have separated, my home has become the sanctuary, and I think it's important for everybody to find that sanctuary that they can go into. My yard, my back garden, is a huge sanctuary. I have this 5-foot brass Buddha that overlooks a canyon, and it's...
Oh, beautiful.
And to me, that is, you know, I sit out there and I meditate. But actually, my bedroom has become my sanctuary, which is where I'm sitting at the moment. And it overlooks the Buddha, where, you know, which looks over onto the canyon. And I've really created it. It's very soft. It's very, very zen-like. It's got crystals. You know, it's got my fireplace. I've got candles. You know, there's drapes. It's all very girly. I have to say, it's all very girly. It's very feminine energy. I have my little meditation still here, and I meditate at the bottom of my bed, you know, on the floor overlooking the canyon as well. And, you know, for me, that's where I meditate. That's my space. And it's funny, even though I've got an office outside in another room, I actually bring all my work into this space. And this is where I just create.
Mm. Well,
so,
I think
yeah,
that you
my
build
bedroom.
Up, right, you build up energy, I think, in your space. I think
yes,
that
you
just
do.
The work you do, you're just building energy there. And I think when you have that special place all created for yourself, I think that's where you do your best work, because it just kind of holds, you know, your energy. So I think that's really...
Completely. And, you know, it's funny because I said to Caroline, you know, whenever I do a private reading, normally they're over the phone, and I say to her, I want them done at 9 o'clock, then I can come into the office at probably 10:30. And I will do them from my bedroom. I'll either sit on my bed or I'll sit on the couch where I am now. And I will do it because in this room, I've created that energy, and it's like, you know, there'll be times at night where I'll be lying ready, getting ready to sleep, and, you know, I'll feel the energy or the spirits coming in, and sometimes it's a spirit for the reading that I'm doing in the following morning, but I almost
sure.
feel like I haven't created a portal, but I feel like I've created an energetic opening here that will allow spirit to flow freely through here. And there's times I'll wake up in the middle of the night and I'll just have messages, and I'll random messages, and I'll wake up and write them down, because I do believe that it's kind of welcoming the spirit. So yeah, I mean, you're right. The more you can practice in a place, or the more you can build the energy, the stronger the connections will be.
Right, right. I actually studied with a medium from Casadega, which is a spiritual community down in Florida, and
uh-huh.
it was a long time ago, and he said that to me. He said, like, even your meditation chair or space should be the same place, the same
yes.
chair every single day, because you're building the energy there. You know, so that's kind of like something, where, you know, when you hear something, it sounds like truth, and you just kind of say, ooh, that's a tidbit I need, and you take that little bit of information. So, you know, that's, you know, like I know where I do my work and where I do my readings, it's my sacred space, but I just tried to imagine what your house would be like. I also know that you're a trained Reiki healer, and I got to tell you what I love about you. I don't know if everybody knows this, but if anyone needs a healing, they can actually go to your website and they can fill out a form. You do this once a week for people. You actually send Reiki and you send healings, which I think is a beautiful thing. When did you discover Reiki, and you know, what do you feel about it? I mean, like you must feel that energy flowing from your hands. It must be a very profound experience, because I see you as being very strongly spiritually connected. So I just kind of feel like this is another tool that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I understand that you're a Reiki master as well. So, you know when you kind of get this healing energy coming through you, and you almost kind of, the only way I can explain it is I get this this surge of overwhelming heat that comes through my body. And the reason why I stepped into it was because I never really wanted to be a medium. I never wanted to be a psychic. I always wanted to heal people. I always found that people came to talk to me about all sorts of stuff, no matter, you know, way before I started working in this genre. And I basically had cancer, and I just figured that you know, I went to a healer and I didn't believe in it, and then all of a sudden it all started to work, and it was like, wow, I want to do this. And I realized actually that I was forcing myself down a pathway that I wasn't supposed to be in, and I had to develop my psychic and my mediumship skills. And then once I'd done that, then I thought, well, maybe healing, you know, and I kind of went to a spiritual church. But it was only when I placed my hands on my friend's mother's face when she was moving. And, you know, I just, she, you know, my friend's mom said to me, hi, Lisa, how are you? And I felt bad for doing this. I kind of put my hand, cupped my hand around her cheek, and I said, I'm fine, Jilly, how are you? And I thought, oh, my God, I've touched this woman's face. And I had this panic. And then she said to me, she said, you know what? I've had terrible, terrible toothache for the, you know, for the past four days, and I can't get into the doctor's until, you know, Monday. This is on the Saturday. And she said, and the pain has just gone. I don't know where it's gone. I don't know what you've done, but the pain has gone. So, of course, I'm thinking, oh, my life, what have I done? And, you know, the toothache never came back. She did go to the doctor's, the dentist, and she, you know, she got it all sorted. So that's when I realized that, you know, spirit moves in miraculous ways, that sure. They obviously want me to do some healing. And for me, yes, I felt that I needed the qualification as such, but then when I went into Reiki, I discovered it was a totally different energetic form, and you know, it's something that I love. And now on my site, those people who have requested healings, I actually send it out once a week, and I send it out to those people who need the healings. And I always find that if you don't need it, it won't go to you, or it will go to wherever it's needed. Yes. And that's something I love doing.
Right. I think that your body of work, which would mean everything that you do, because, you know, healing can be a physical thing where you heal the physical body, but also there's emotional healing and spiritual healing as well. And I think that, you know, when you're doing readings for people, especially when there's a lot of wouldas and couldas and shouldas, or I should have said that, or maybe there's healing that needs to be done with a relationship where somebody didn't get to say goodbye, or they didn't get to say what they wanted to say before the person passed, and you come in as the medium and you facilitate that healing between those two people. I mean, on many levels, you're a healer. I mean, obviously, with almost everything that you do, and adding the hands-on and the physical healing to it is just another dimension. But I strongly feel that you heal people with all your work. I mean, that's the way I feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, you know, whenever we do readings, and yourself included, if someone comes to you, they might have an issue or problem in their life. Some people come along and all they want to do is talk. They just want someone to talk to. And they will talk and talk and talk. And just by sitting and listening, you're actually healing them. And a lot of people think that healing is hands-on. And actually, it's not. And we all can heal. And as long as we're open to it, it's as though, as long as you've got, you know, your broad shoulders and you can listen and offer someone a shoulder to, not necessarily cry on, but to, you know, to kind of talk to, you know, let them express themselves, then it's amazing what you can do for that person just by listening and maybe offering some advice, or just even not even offering them anything, but just putting your hand on them when, you know, as a comfort. It's amazing how incredibly, I think, healing that can be. And I don't think everybody realizes, but we can all do it. And it just comes in different ways, shapes, and forms.
Sure. Sure. Your personality, the compassion, you know. I mean, I've observed, you know, many of the programs, many of the readings that you've done. And there's just something about you where there is an open heart that's full of love and compassion. And it's just, and even your smile, everything about you to me is just a beautiful thing when I watch you.
Oh, thank you.
And I think that's what people identify, is your honesty, your integrity, your genuineness, and plus the compassion in you. It just really kind of shines. And I think in a way it sets you, you know, it sets you to step a little bit apart from other people because it's just such a beautiful thing with you. Now, I want to just really kind of quickly go over because, not to discount, but your schedule, I want to point out to everyone that you're going to be in Salt Lake City on the 17th of July, Lilydale,
yep,
in the 13th of August, and also apparently jogging really quickly to Montreal on the 26th of August. You're
yep,
also doing a cruise this year?
I am. I'm going to the Mexican Riviera for 7 days, and it's a cruise where I'm going to be teaching for 7 days, 18 hours in total, where just, you know, it's basically your pathway to enlightenment. So we're going to be looking at psychic awareness, mediumship, meditation, you know, really protection, crystals, healing, all of that stuff, really just getting in touch with your spirituality.
Wow, that sounds exciting. And I do want to encourage all of our listeners that, of course, I mean, go to Lisa's website, lisawilliams.com, and while you're listening to this interview, and you could certainly take a look at all the events that she has planned for the upcoming year. Also, your blog, I love your blog. I can't tell you how many times I've caught it on Facebook and gone and read it, and it's just what I needed to hear that day. So, and your newsletter as well. You have a newsletter that people can sign up for. And so I just really encourage everybody to go to lisawilliams.com and check it all out. Lisa, do you still do private readings?
You know, I'm actually starting to now. I am, and it's something that I the only reason why I've started to do it is because I found that because I've changed my schedule so much this year, because now I've become a single mom again, I have to be at home for my son, I really found that when I was on tour last year, I was constantly doing readings, constantly. And I said to Caroline the other day, well, not the other day, a couple of months ago, I said, I think I need to go back to doing private readings. She looked at me in horror. She's like, oh, my God, really? And I said, yeah, because it's like a muscle. If I don't use it, you don't lose it, but you still need to keep honing in on it. And,
sure.
That's what I decided to do. I decided to, go into it and really just do the odd one or two private readings now, just really to keep myself in practice.
Okay.
And so, yeah, people can go to my website, which is lisawilliams.com, as you've already said, and email, and I think there's an email link on there, actually, where it says Reading with Lisa. But, yes, I am starting to do the, and I'm not booking way, way, way in advance, but, yeah, I am starting to do the occasional one or two, definitely.
Okay. I'm not 100% certain, because I don't know if it's somebody banging a key or if we actually got a caller online, Lisa. So what I'm going to do is just take a moment and just check, because I keep hearing this beep thing. It's not the usual beep, so I'm not really sure what's going on. So let me just check. Do we have a caller online? Do we have somebody with us? Hello? Okay. Then it must be your phone or my phone, because I'm just hearing strange. It could be your energy, let's face it. Okay.
It could be anything, yeah.
Really? Could be just like, could be somebody from the other side just beeping in on the show. Who knows?
Yep.
I'm sure it does. I'm sure it happens more often than not. I do want to let our listening audience know that Lisa would love to hear from you this evening, and we are going to open up the lines. And what I'm going to ask for you to do when you call in is be aware of the fact that if you've got a question, let's say you've had some paranormal events you'd like to ask Lisa about, maybe you're developing your own intuition or mediumship, and because Lisa teaches some wonderful classes. She teaches mediumship and psychic and meditation. Any question that you've got about your spiritual growth and development, Lisa is the person to ask. So you're welcome to call into the show if you have a specific question. You may have seen Lisa at an event. She may have done a reading for you. Maybe you've heard her on Hay House Radio. Perhaps you've seen her on television, and maybe you have a comment about her work you'd like to share with her. You're welcome to call in with that. Now, this is not necessarily per se that Lisa is available for readings, but however, if while she's talking to you, she picks up on something, she'll be more than happy to share that with you, but it's the purpose of the call-ins is not specifically for readings. So I just want to let everyone know that. So what I'm going to do is I am going to open up the lines for everyone, and I'm going to give you the numbers, okay? So you can call toll-free at 888-815-9756. You can call in at 530-327-7602. And you can also call in at 530-776-5185. If you didn't get those numbers, go to the front page of BBS Radio, www.bbsradio.com, and look for the numbers for Station 1. And it didn't take long, Lisa, because we have a caller. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, hello, who's calling, please?
Hi, this is Kathy calling.
Hi, Kathy, how are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Allison. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, Kathy. How are you?
Fine, thank you. So glad to be able to speak to you. I followed your show on television, and I just am totally amazed with you. Love you to death.
Thank you.
I had a quick question for you, Lisa. I've been starting to sleepwalk in my sleep, and
okay.
I wondered if you had any kind of feedback when people start to sleepwalk in their sleep. I mean, I'm even, like, eating in the middle of the night and not even remembering that I'm doing it.
Wow.
I know.
Well, that's incredible. I always say, first and foremost, you know, we always have to get these things checked out medically, you know, because there's... We always have to, as a professional medium, you always have to advise people to go that way. But it's quite interesting because sleepwalking, sleep talking, and all of those things really, you know, I've sat and listened to my son have a complete conversation with somebody in spirit. And, you know, it's incredible. And he used to sleepwalk as well. And I'm going to answer that question on the basis of my son. Because I remember him getting up and walking into my room. And I said to him, I said, Charlie, you okay? And he's like, Mommy. And his eyes are completely, you know, he's away with fairies. You know, he's not even there. His eyes are blank. And he's like, Mommy, David's in my room. You need to come and sort David out. I'm like, okay. So he grabbed my hand and took me back to David. Bearing in mind, he's not with it. He's actually away. He's asleep. And I walk in to find this young boy who is a spirit. And Charlie sits on the floor and starts playing with him. And we have this whole dialogue. And he's talking and he's communicating with this David. And then he gets back into bed. He says, I've got to go now. I've got to go and sleep. And then so he gets back into bed. David walks through the wall and goes. And then Charlie wakes up 5 minutes later and he'll say to me, what are you doing in my bedroom, Mommy? I'm like, okay. So it freaked me out the first time it happened. It really did. And so what I always say is sleepwalking is, you know, not a strange thing, but it's almost like, it's like what happens when we sleep is our soul, our consciousness kind of goes to the fore, you know, behind, it goes on the back burner. Subconscious brain goes ahead in front, and we often connect with spirit. And this is where often when we have conversations with people in spirit, we have these conversations. But also, I know for a fact, because a couple of clients of mine sleepwalk, is they've also had conversations with spirit, and they've sat down in the kitchen and had a conversation with their spirit, their loved one, and then got back into their bed and then woken up and went, I just went, and they've actually been able to relay what the conversation has been, but they didn't realize they were actually down in the dining room. So maybe you are connecting with spirit.
I have sleptwalked just a few times in my life, and when I started this up again, it was like, where has this come from, you know?
Yeah.
And, I mean, my husband will get up and he'll come into the kitchen and he'll say, what are you doing? And I'll say, I'm so glad you caught me. And he'll say, let's go to bed. I go, all right. And I go, right, get in bed. You know, I've locked the door in my bedroom so that I'm conscious of unlocking the door. And most of the time that works. But it's just been something new in my own spiritual. It's just started to change. I've been having dreams, and I'm more aware of things lately. And to have this attached to this particular growth period just made me want to ask a question as to what you thought about it. And I have talked to a doctor, and she just thinks it's fascinating. And she asks me every time I go, but there's nothing that, you know, medically that is causing this.
Well, you know what my feeling is? When we were talking, initially I kept hearing that actually what could cause this was stress. So whether you're going under a little bit of stress at the time or something like that, because that was what I heard straight away. It was like ding in my head that there could be a little bit of stress going on. So it might be worth thinking about and trying to track when it happens and what you've got going on in your life at that period of time as well.
Mm-hmm.
That might be worth
it. I thank you so much, and I wish you just tons of happiness and positive things to coming into your life and that of Charlie's. And I just thank the world of you. I just thank you for taking the time to talk to me.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much.
All right,
thank
God
you,
bless.
Kathy. Thanks for calling in. That is, you see, everybody loves you. You know, I got to say, Lisa, that once I started announcing that you were going to be on the show, you know, I started getting emails because I have various different email accounts. And I was like, oh, my God, how great. Everybody thought it was wonderful that you were going to be on the show. So I know that you're dearly loved. And every time we have you on the show, usually almost immediately afterwards, you know, I always get an onslaught of email of people that, you know, really appreciated just the opportunity to connect to you, you know, even if it's, you know, through a phone call or whatever, to just, you know, tell you how much they think of you. So I think that's really great. So, again,
really
everybody,
nice.
we do have the lines open, and you can go to the front page of bbsradio.com, and you can look under Station 1, and there are the numbers, and you're welcome to call in if you've got a question or something you'd like to ask Lisa, because, like I say, you teach these really wonderful, wonderful classes. And I know that I downloaded some class at one point, and you had some meditations in there that were just fabulous. I love them. And I'm really excited. I'm thinking that the cruise sounds really, really great. But, you know, I want to talk to you about the meditation things, but I know I just heard another beep, so I know that we've got somebody else that wants to connect to you. And, you know, as I said, you have a lot of fans, Lisa, so let's just take this next caller.
Sure.
And so who's calling in?
My name is Vicki Friend.
Hi, Vicki. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Very well. And you have a question or comment for Lisa?
Yes, I do.
Hi, Vicki.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine. This must be Allison. Is that
so
right?
That was Lisa. You were talking to Lisa.
Oh, okay. Okay, and now I'm talking to...
Is this
Allison?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Okay. Mine, actually, I have a question, but I want to build this for you so that you get a full picture for me so I can get the answer that I'm probably looking for. When I was about 3, my head was split open from where my hairline is all the way back to the back of my head. It was, you know, on a merry-go-round, I lifted my head up too quick and it split open. Anyway, I saw myself lying on the dining room table. I saw everything that happened, my mother, my brother, the doctor. I was walking with this older woman, beautiful, just a beautiful woman, long gray hair, and she had my hand, and she turned me around and walked me back. From that time, I heard things, and I would see things, and I, of course, I didn't tell anybody because I thought I was nuts.
Yeah.
This continued all through my life. And when I reached my 20s, I asked for a friend because I was very, very lonely. And I ended up having a daughter, but I didn't know I was pregnant for 7 months. It was kept from me.
Okay.
Of course, she came into the world, and she was a wonderful, wonderful friend, still is. I have since then learned that if I ask questions, I get answers.
Yeah.
And I don't know how to explain it, but it's not like I'm hearing voices. It's just like all of a sudden I'll just know something.
Yeah.
Lately, for about the last, well, maybe 7 or 8 months, I've been having very vivid dreams about things that are happening. So my question is, how do I actually communicate, because I'm sure these are my spirit guides. Am I correct?
They probably are, yes.
Okay,
and
so how do I...
Sorry, finish your question.
How do I actually ask them a question and know that I'm getting the answer? I guess that's what I'm after.
Okay. A couple of things I want to address here. And I will come back to getting the answers and how you know that the real answers are coming through. But I wanted to address the accident that you had as a child. And what happens is when we suffer trauma, which clearly you did at that time, is our soul, and in fact I'm writing a book on this, which is it's basically about what happens when we die, and it's called The Survival of the Soul. But what has clearly happened in your case is that your soul detached itself from your physical body. And we are all connected to our physical body by what is known as the silver cord or the life force, or, you know, there's plenty of words for it. And it's just this kind of tiny silver thread that is normally from the solar plexus chakra, and it's attached to our physical body. Now, it seems to me, and this is what happens normally when there's some form of trauma that happens, is our soul, so it doesn't continue and carry that trauma and that pain from our physical body, it detaches itself away, which is why I have many people or spirits come through and say, you know what, the car accident didn't hurt, because what's happened is nanoseconds before the impact, the soul comes out of the body and it doesn't feel the pain. So that's clearly what happened to you, and you were clearly walking with a spirit or a spirit guide. She was helping you. She was really in tune with you. She was walking you back, and it's kept you open. And what I would say is that you're very intuitive, and you probably work in quite a clairaudient way. And clairaudient is where you clear hear. And it's like, you know, words will get placed into your head. You won't exactly hear the conversation, but you'll just know what words to come through with. You're probably very clairsentient, which is where you're sensitive to also people's emotions. And so therefore, you will pick up on people's emotions. And this is all from this probably, you know, traumatic event that happened when you were very young. And you have known things and been given information to help others or to help yourself or to see a direction or a pathway forward for you or someone else's life. Now, how to trust what you're getting when you ask the question of your spirit guides, because it's not either your spirit guides or your higher self, which is often being given information from your spirit guides anyway, the information is going to come through. And so if you ask a question, and this is really important when you know when the answer's coming from a higher source, you can either think the question out there or you can ask the question verbally. And before you finish the question, either in your mind or verbally, you will get the answer. And whether it is through a thought process, a feeling, or a sign, you will just hear it, feel it, or see it immediately if it's coming from spirit. And the reason is because they know the question before you've even finished it. And so they're going to give you the immediate answer. But if you have to wait a beat, or, you know, maybe a second or two, it's normally our own brain trying to process the question and coming up with a logical answer. So this is a way to differentiate. If you get the answer before you finish the question or immediately as you finish the question, that's from spirit.
Okay. Then the other thing is the chill that is sort of like on your neck. when you ask a question, if the answer is yes, I usually get a very quick chill up my back. Now, is that
okay?
Normal or not?
That is very normal, because what happens is when you are right or when you get given the correct information, there's normally, I get a bodily sense, and I do get a bodily sense. Like, you get a chill on the back of your neck. My thighs go very chilly, and it's only a split second. My arms,
yeah,
don't, you know how some people go, oh, I've gone chilly, you know, and they raise their arm, and we all see goosebumps. Mine doesn't. It's actually my legs, and if my legs go chilly, I'm like, I know I'm right. And that is my test. So yours, it's just the neck. So everyone works in a different way. In fact, my friend, we do this funny thing where she gets a chill on the back of her neck. And when I'll say something to her, she was like, and I'm, you know, and I'll test her psychic ability because, you know, she's trying to develop as well. She'll actually put her head forward and she'll tap her back of her neck. She says, I'm having that feeling again, and she'll tap her back of her neck because it's her chill on the back of her neck. So absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, that helps me a lot then. All right. Thank
Good.
You so much.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
And just to validate, you know, and add my own experience to that, I always find that I might be in the middle of a reading, and when something I'm about ready to say is very profound and very much meant for this particular, almost like I need to stress it to that particular individual during their reading, I feel like what feels like energy comes flying in at the top of my head, and it runs right down my body like I've just connected to an electrical circuit. And sometimes it's downright uncomfortable. It's almost like you want to get up and move to a different chair because sometimes it can be very, very strong. But that always kind of gives me, at that moment, you know, knowing that this is pure truth and this is really important for me to stress this to this individual, you know, that the information I'm giving is just really important. So that just kind of validates that, you know, yeah, you can feel that energy sometimes, and it can be very, very profound. That was a great answer. I'm going to learn a lot just from hanging out with you on the show. That's why I love having you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, my brain is there. It's like a wealth of knowledge. And what I love is the fact that I've never had any formal training about this. All my answers or all my knowledge has come from spirit itself. So it's come from the direct source. So I almost feel very honored that they have taught me themselves. It's quite an incredible growth that I've gone through. And all I do is you know, pass on that knowledge to many people.
Right. Well, I think sometimes, you know, sometimes when you read what this person did, what that person did, but it has to be all about your own experience. It has to be what is true for you. And so what might be right for somebody else is not necessarily right for you. And so I think that is probably the best way to learn, is to learn through your own experience, through your own, seeking your own counsel almost, and seeking the counsel of your own spirit guides, you know, whoever is working with you. I think that makes it more of a pure knowledge, because it isn't tainted by other people's beliefs or what happens to them. And also, you know, when you talk about that ego mind, you know, when you read something and this works for them, then you're sitting there and you're waiting for that to happen to you, you know. But you have to embrace your experience and how spirit
comes
to you. Right. And I think
we all work different ways, and we all work completely different. And I think that's a great way of putting it. You know, what is right for me may not be right for somebody else. And when I teach it, I give various different aspects of that. And when I'm writing a course, like the one that I just did in Australia and the one that I'm actually doing on the cruise, is as I'm writing the course, I'm actually being given information from spirit about how to direct certain exercises and how to take them on a journey for those people who may not sense information the way I get it. And so it's incredible how spirit comes through me and actually helps me prepare a course as well to teach.
Right. And you are a teacher of teachers, because, you know, the one thing I do know about you is what your life path number is, and that is the 9, and that is the teacher, and that is very strongly a psychic. I'm with James von Prague and John Edwards. So many of our renowned psychics and mediums are 9 life paths. You are here to teach, I mean, unquestioned, without question. And you know, that, and being given the information of how to teach the class, you know, from a greater source, you know, makes the class more profound. I know
Yeah, I taught a class on, I had no preconceived notion of how to teach about personal years. And I was doing this class at Woodlock, which was a spa that I recently did a seminar at. And I just kind of left it in spirit's hands, more or less, like, you tell me what to do. I know the information, but you tell me how to do it. And it was so brilliant the way that I did it. And I guess it sounds a little ego-y, but it was just, I was given this to give everyone their personal year number and then start in succession, because if you tell somebody what a 1 year means, obviously the person that it has the 2 year, you know, the 1 year and the 1 year can listen to what I'm going to tell the next person and know that's what's upcoming for them. And I just kind of went around the room and everyone turned to the next person because what I had to say to them was what was coming for them the following year. So it was they were all laughing, they were having a great time, and it was really a great way to teach that particular class. And it just came to me out of the blue, and I just kind of said, that sounds good, I'll go with it.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah, so I really respect that. That's wonderful.
I think it's great because sometimes there's times that I don't actually even plan, and if I'm doing something with Hay House, with John Holland, who I know has been on your show, I literally just say, John, what are you doing? He's like, I'm going to do this. I'm like, okay. And literally, I mean, probably 5 minutes before I go on stage, I go, okay, what am I going to do? And it will just flow, and they're the best sessions.
They are. Just try.
I love them, yeah.
Are you still doing your television show? Is it still?
You know, actually, I start recording for a new TV show next week. We've got a show on style that we're starting to record. We haven't got a name for it, so I can't actually give you a name for it, sadly, because we're still in the process of trying to come up with a name that we like. But we start recording some element of the show, and it's going to be on Style Network. It's a little bit different to what Life Among the Dead was and Voices from the Other Side was about. It will still involve readings, but it's more of a healing show. So we'll take people on a journey of healing. You know, it will all start with the reading that I'll naturally give them and then help them overcome maybe their, you know, the loss of a loved one or trying to move on with their life after a tragic event. So, yeah, I mean, I'm really excited about this show.
Well, I'm excited too. You'll have to. I can't wait. I'm assuming that'll come out in the newsletter, and you know, I'll
absolutely.
Be now you've appeared just about everywhere. I mean, you've been on Oprah, Good Morning America, Larry King. You've been everywhere. You know, Oprah's retiring, so I just was wondering. I think you should take over, and I think your show should be like. I'm sorry, but I understand this thing on style, but I really like to see you in the Oprah slot. Okay.
You know what?
So
It's quite funny, Alison, because you say that, and I'm sure, you know, obviously, you're being given a message somewhere, because everyone has actually said to me, what is your long-term goal? And I have actually said, I want to be the person like Oprah. I want to be the next Oprah that brings spirituality into the forefront. And that is what I'm aspiring to. So thank you for putting it there. So obviously there's something there. That's where I want to go.
Well, you're in apprenticeship for that, I think. I think everything that you've done up to this point is just preparing you for the big one, the big O.
Yeah, the big O.
I want to see you on in the afternoons, okay? I want to be able to,
absolutely.
You know, get my cup of coffee and have you be, you know, whether it's interviewing people from all different dimensions of, you know, there's so many different modalities, there's so many different fabulous people out there that are doing work, you know, I can almost see it in a talk show sort of a setting,
yeah.
And I can see you being at the helm, and I think that would be really, really great.
I want to ask you,
have you know how 2012, and everybody asked everybody about that, and it is something that I have you, do you have any thoughts on that at all that you would care to share? Sometimes people don't like to share what they think, but do you have any thoughts on 2012 and what's going on? Because everybody all over this planet, even just regular people that normally don't have spiritual experiences, there's a lot more of it going on, almost to the point like the average person is like, wow, this is just getting freaky. And people that are, you know, predisposed to being psychic or actually practice, they're having even more profound events happening. You can almost feel that there's a different feeling. I'm wondering, do you have thoughts on what's going on?
You know, I do, and I actually believe, you know, obviously it's the end of the Mayan calendar, and it's a big, oh, my life, is the world going to come to an end? And I don't believe that. What I do believe is I think that we're moving more, and I think 2012 is going to be very, very significant, where we're moving more into a spiritual realm. We're moving more into a spiritual focused energy. I do think there's going to be a lot more spiritual resources out there, and which is starting to become, you know, aware now. But I do believe that all this is just groundwork for where we're really going to go. I think the best way I've ever described it is, it's almost like there'll be a spiritual revolution, you know, and where people all of a sudden completely embrace spirituality and really bring it into their lives. That's my feeling. And of course it's not going to happen overnight. Nothing ever does. But I do believe that we're kind of moving into that age,
right.
You know, into that time. It's like when they all said the age of Aquarius. But I do feel like we're moving into that time zone. So that's how I feel about that.
Right. Well, that's why you're going to be on Oprah. You're going to take her slot, and that's why you're going to be on Oprah, because... Because really, I really feel that anyone that's, we're doing the spiritual work right now, you know, you're kind of like in position for like when everybody else starts asking some deeper questions and maybe exploring things that perhaps they've never been open to, but all of a sudden they're
yeah.
more open to, and so you're going to need these teachers in place, and you're going to need them with the answers and also to help, you know, catch people up to speed or maybe to help enlighten them or to answer their questions. So that's why I see you, you know, we're mainstream for sure.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Right, and you're writing another book, and I'm so happy to hear that. And I very much enjoyed your last book, Life Among the Dead, and that is also available on your website, right?
It is, yes, and if you get it from my website, it'll be a signed copy as well.
Ooh, signed copy as well. That makes it even better. And you also, you know what I love about you, is the crystals and gemstones as well, because I am crazy about, you know, the metaphysical qualities of crystals.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got to tell you a really quick story. I didn't really believe in crystals. I thought, well, how can a rock have, you know, and then, you know, how can it influence me, or how can it have energy? Although everything has energy, but somehow in my mind I'm thinking that's just silly. And yet, I'm open to everything, so I started doing some experiments with rocks and crystals. I can't even begin to tell you how quickly they proved me wrong. And I think the perfect example was buying my first quartz crystal and being told to sleep with it from one new moon to the next new moon so that we could integrate our energies and start to work together. So I'm thinking, okay, great. So I don't believe in this crystal at all. And I put it under my pillow, and I couldn't sleep. And I wake up in the, well, I didn't really wake up. It was a very terrible night's sleep. So the next day, I'm like, okay, what went on? Because I didn't sleep. But I don't believe in the crystal, so I don't think it's doing it. So this went on for 3 nights where I didn't sleep. I was in this strange little state of non-sleep for 3 nights in a row. So finally, I kind of open my eyes, and I'm like, it's the crystal, stupid. I hear this. And I'm like, oh, my God. So I take it out from underneath my pillow. Voila, I fall asleep. And so that was my initiation into the world of crystals and stones, because I was shown right off the bat that they do have an influence upon you. I love that you sell crystals. I love that you have your descriptions on your website. You even have some jewelry on your website, and I just love that.
Yeah, you know, I'm very much into mine. And my introduction was very similar to yours about crystals. I thought, oh, what do these rocks hold? Oh, no, that was so silly. And... I couldn't sleep. I was having problems because I couldn't sleep. And I got told to place green jade underneath my pillow. And it was actually a friend of mine. She gave me this flat piece of green jade, a raw crystal. And I'm thinking, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I had not slept for, oh, God, I can't. You know, I'd probably only sleep 3 hours a night. And so I thought, well, you know what, it can't do any harm. Placed it underneath my pillow, and I slept like a log constantly.
Ah,
and that crystal constantly is kept underneath my pillow now. And it's interesting because sometimes I don't travel with it, and I don't sleep well without it.
Oh,
and so I had a very similar experience. But, you know, I think you know, people underestimate the power of them. And I think also you've got to realize is that you have to wear them close to your skin or next to your skin to really get the qualities of it.
I know. I have so many people, I'm like, where do you keep your crystals? In my purse. Do you hold your purse in your lap? Because they're not doing you any good when you're walking around, you know?
Yeah.
So I agree with you. But listen, Lisa, as much as I hate to say it, and gosh, an hour with you goes so fast, and we've come to the end of our evening. So I cannot thank you enough for taking the time to come on the show. Everybody loves you. I'm very grateful that you came, and I hope you come back and see us again.
I hope so, and thank you for having me on your show again. It's been a pleasure.
Always a pleasure, Lisa. And I do remind everybody to go visit www.lisawilliams.com for more information. Lisa, you have a wonderful week. Rest up. And everybody, I'll be back again next week. We have Michelle Whitedove on, and she's going to be talking about her HBO special, so that should be a pretty interesting show. And in the meantime, I'm just wishing you all abundant blessings. Good night, everyone.
Thank you for joining us this evening. For more information, or if you wish to contact Allison for a reading, please visit www.visiblebynumbers.com or email Allison at alynch@ptd.net. Have a wonderful evening and be well.